Welcome to the Splashtastic Awesome Arm Workout. My name is Dale, and I will be guiding you through a series of exercises designed to firm and tone the muscles of your upper body. Before you begin this workout, make sure you have completely read your Splashtastic instructional manual that you received with this tape, and your doctor has given you clearance to participate in a vigorous water exercise program. Standing in chest-depth water, shoulders pulled back, standing nice and tall, let's begin with the jog. Jog it out, landing on your toes, allowing the heel of your foot to press to the floor. Now with your hands, just push the water down, alternating right then left. Push the water down towards the bottom of the pool. We're going to get you warmed up and then get you ready to work those arms. 8, 7, 6, 5, hands push forward. So right then left, push the hands forward, keeping the hands relatively close to the midline of the body. 8, 7, 6, good job. 4, same thing, arms push to the side, alternating right then left, shoulders pulled back, standing nice and tall, and maintain that jog. 8, 7, 6, here's 4, arm side, push forward, pull back, straight arms, palms facing forward on the push, then hands pull back, straight arms, you got it, push forward, pull back. How about 8 more times? So press the water forward, then pull it back, so push forward and pull back, just 4 more times, here's 4, here's 3. 2 more, please. Great job. Pendulum side to side. So let your body rock from side to side. Right leg comes up, then left, lifting directly to the side. Allow your arms to pull the water in front of your body. The pull is always led with the palm of the hand. 8 more. And 7. Keep breathing. Keep smiling. Here's 4 more. Here's 3. 2 more, please. Rocking horse, right leg front. So rocking horse with your right foot landing in front and your left foot landing behind. With the arms at the side of the body, push the water forward, then pull it back. 10 more. 9. How about 8 more? 7. Good job. Push the water forward, then pull it back. Your right foot always lands in front, and your left foot always landing in back. 2 more. Let's switch legs. Left foot lands in front, right foot in back. Left front, right back. Push the water forward and back. Warming the chest, warming the back. Getting your heart rate a little bit higher. Your body's getting warmer. Good job. 9 more. Here's 8. And 7. So push the water forward and pull it back. Always thinking posture, spine nice and long. 2 more, you got it. Jumping jacks, feet apart, then feet come back together. Jumping jacks, feet go wide and then narrow. And your hands push the water out and pull the water back in. So when your feet go apart, so do your hands. Then they pull together, push and pull. Sit down nice and low. Treat this like a squat. Allow your hips to go back. Just 2 more, please. Push out, pull in, alternating lunges. So lunge front, alternating right foot forward, then left foot back. Push the water forward, pull it back. You got it. 8 more. It's 8 and 7. Should be nice and warm by now. 4 more. Here we go. Then we'll give you a nice dynamic stretch. 2 more. Stay nice and low in the water and kick your legs front. Right and down and left and down. Straight leg kick to the front so you feel a stretch through the back part of your thigh. Those are your hamstring muscles. 2 more, please. Same thing, kick your legs to the side. Let your toes face towards the sky. So kick your right leg to the side and down, and then left. feeling an inner thigh stretch here. Hamstring stretch, back of the thigh, and a little bit lower back. 9. Here's 8. Shoulders pulled back, chest lifted. 4 more times. It's right leg and down and left leg. 2 more. Jog it foot to the back, so the heel of your foot lifts up in the back. Standing nice and tall, shoulders pulled back, stretching the front part of your thigh, your quadriceps, and your hip flexors. 8 more times. It's 8 and down and left and down. Feel the stretch of the front part of your hip. Those are your hip flexors and the front part of your thigh, your quadriceps. Good job. Now jog it, knee up in the front. Knee up in the front, then land on your toes. Press the heel of your foot to the floor, and then I want you to bend your knee. Bend your knee a lot. In fact, your shoulder should come down into the water so you feel a stretch through your calf muscles, the back part of your lower leg. You should be pretty warm by now. Just give me 4 more. 4. Here's 3. 2 more. Great job. Jog it a little faster. Jog it out. Let's get ready to work those arms. With your hands close together, fingers angled slightly in, hands close to the surface of the water, both hands pressed down in front. Same time, push it down. It's down, 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 down. Your hands come all the way to the surface of the water, then full extension down, down. We're working your triceps, the back part of your upper arm. Press down. You got it. Both hands push down at the same time. Great job. Your hands are pretty close together. 16 more. Down, down, down. 8, 7, 6, 5. Both hands push front. Push forward. Both hands are close to the midline of the body. Your palm of your hand pushes the water forward. Good job. Keep pushing it out. Push, 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 push. 32 more. Push it forward. Hands come close to the chest. Then full extension out. Remember, never lock out the elbow. 16 more. You got it. 8, 7, 6, 5. Hands push side. So with the palm of your hand, push the water to the side. Both hands push at the same time. Elbows come slightly behind your body and push the water out, 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 out. 32 more. Push, push, push. Starting to feel this through your arms, back part of your arms. Those are your triceps. 16 more. Push. We're going to put this together in a little pattern. So if you're ready, both hands push down. 16. Good job. Both hands pushing down in front of your body. Press front, push, push forward. Hands come all the way to the chest and full extension out. Both arms press side. How about 32 times? You got it. So we have a little pattern there. Each time through, we're going to reduce it. 16 more, push it to the side. 8, 7, 6, 5. Both hands push down. 4, 8, 7. Press front. 8, 7. Both hands press side. 16. That's it. 8, 7, 6, 5. Both hands push down. 4, 4, 3, 2. Front and side. 8, 7, 6, 5. Push it down. 4, 3. And front and side. Push it down for 2. It's down, down, front, front, side, 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 and down for 2, front for 2, side for 4. That's it. Down and front, side, 4, 3. Last time, it's down for 2. Single, single, double. It's down, front, side, 2. Down and front and side. That's it. It's down, front, side, 2. Single, single, double. Single, single, double. Guess what? You're done with triceps. Jog it out nice and easy. You should feel that through the back part of your arm. Maybe a little bit through your forearms and a little bit through your shoulders. Now let's work the biceps, the front part of your arm. So keep jogging in place. Bend your knees so you're a little bit lower in the water. Arms are straight down at your side with the palms facing forward. Now all the movement is going to be from your elbow joint. So pull up from the elbow like a bicep curl. Now as you do this, your fingertips stay in the water. Remember, making a fist is easier. A flat open hand is harder. And then fingers slightly apart is harder yet. So pull up and up. Movement is all from the elbow. Your arm stays close to your body. Eight more. Eight, seven, six. All your energy on the lift up. If you want, a little faster. Lift, 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 lift. Now as you perform your bicep curl, if you're working really, really hard, you should see two little water fountains coming up at the surface of the water. One underneath each hand. Keep pulling up. 32. You got it. You should start to feel this now through the front part of your arm. Those are your biceps. 16 more. Great job. It's going to be the same motion, but take your elbows to the side. Pull the water into the body. Motion is initiated from the elbow joint. So pull in, in, in. Pull the water into your chest. So arms to the side. Bend that elbow. In, in, in. 32 more. Keep going. You're doing great. Remember, you can do this at any speed that feels good for you. 8, 7, 6, 5. Elbows down. Pull up. So palms are forward and then pull the water up. 16 more. Lift, 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 lift. 8, 7, 6, 5. Arm side, pull it in. Into the body. Elbows to the side. Hands in the water. 16 more. In, 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 in. 8, 7, 6, 5. Arms down, palms front. Pull up. 8, 7, 6, 5. Arm side. Pull in. In. 8, 7, 6. Let's do this in sets of 8. Pull up. And pull in. Elbow side. Pull in. Elbows down. Pull up. Elbow side, pull in. Great job. How about in fours? 4, 3, 2, pull in. And pull up. Up, 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 and in. That's it. 4, 3, 2, pull in. Pull up. Great job. Doubles. So pull up and in. Lift and pull. Good job. Four more sets like that. So pull up, pull in. Pull up, pull in. Two more. You're done. Jog in place. So you're done with your triceps and your biceps. Keep jogging it out. We're going to work chest next. So your arms are to the side. Palms face front. Bring your arms together as if you're clapping your hands. Then your palms face the bottom of the pool and slice the water on the way back. Arm side, so pull in. Push in and slice. Catch the water. Straight arms will be a little harder. So it's almost like you're clapping your hands with straight arms. And then when your hands go apart, your palms face the bottom of the pool. So it's in and slice. Resist and slice. Work and easy. So it's work. 2, 3, 4. Work. So all your energy is in on count one. 1, 2, 3, 4, work. Good job. 10 more. 8 more. And 7. You should feel this through your chest and the front part of your shoulder. 2 more like that. Now if you want to, we'll take it a little faster. So it's in and in. All your energy when your hands come together. In, in. This should be pretty tough. You're working your chest, the front part of your shoulders. Should also feel this a little bit in your biceps and maybe in your forearm. Good job.
Look what we got.
8, 7, 6, 4, 3, Jog in place. Relax your arms. We're gonna work your chest just one more time. Once again, you should feel that upper part of your chest, front part of your shoulder, and through your arm, your biceps and your forearm. Let's do that again, starting slow. Arms side, palms front. So resist and slide. Palms in, palms down. Straighter arms will be harder. The more you bend your elbow, the easier it'll be. How about 8 more this speed? 7. So resist, then slice. Large range of motion here. 4 more. Here's 3. 2 more times. Now, if you want, a little faster. So it's in, in, in. Hands together, all your energy on the in. Good job. Now remember, if this beat is too fast for you, you can always stick with the previous beat. It was a little slower. Let's do 16 more like this. So it's in, in. Good job. You should be feeling this about now. Do what you can. How about 8, 7, 6. Here's 4. Jog it in place and let your arms relax. We're almost done. All we have to do is your upper back and your shoulders. So if you're ready, we'll start with the upper back. We'll perform a breaststroke pull. So your hands are front, palms are down. Pull the water behind you. Pull the water back. Squeeze your shoulder blades together in the back. It's pull, then slice. Pull and slice. Pull as much water behind you as you can. Squeezing your shoulder blades together as your shoulder always pushes away from your ear. How about 10 more? Move that water behind you. So arms front, then pull back. And keep breathing for me. Only 4 more times. Here's 4. If you're ready, we're gonna do the same thing a little faster. If you're ready, it's pull, pull, pull. This should be much, much harder. Pull as much water behind you as you can. Remember, stand tall and squeeze those shoulder blades together. Great job. How about 16 more? Pull, pull. Keep breathing. Keep smiling. That's it. 8, 7, 6. Here's 4. Jog in place and let your arms just rest. We're only gonna do one more set for your back. Then we'll do shoulders, and then you're done. So if you're ready, hands front, palms facing the bottom of the pool. Let's pull that water back, then slice forward. So the palm of your hand comes together as your hands swim forward. Pull the water back, then slice through the middle. Squeezing your shoulder blades together. 9 more. How about 8? And 7. Keep breathing. In fact, you should exhale as you pull the water backwards. 2 more like this. If you're ready, a little faster. Pull, pull, pull. Squeeze your shoulder blades together and push as much water behind you as you can. Good job. Hang in there. Only 16 more. Pull, pull, pull. That's it. You're almost done. Last. 8, 7, 6. Here's 4, 3. Jog in place. Once again, let your arms just relax. For our last exercise before we cool down, you want to be jogging so your shoulders are in the water. That means you either need to bend your knees or jog with your feet a little further apart. With your arms straight down, palms of your hands are together. Do a lateral raise, so lift your arms to the sides. Straight arm lift up, but keep your hands in the water. Straight arm lift, then bring your hands together down in front. It's lift, then easy down. Energy on the up. Lift, then easy down. Straight arm lift. You should feel this through the front part of your shoulder and the middle part of your shoulder. So palms face together, then straight arm lift up, but keep those hands in the water. Good job. 8, 7. Only 4 more, then I'll let your shoulders rest. 2 more. Yes, jog it out. How do your arms feel? Now maybe your heart rate's a little high, so we're gonna do a nice easy cool down, staying low in the water, straight leg kick front, right and down, left and down. Stretching out your legs. You worked your legs when you jogged in place. 4 more. It's 4 and 3. 2 more. Now jog it, foot up in the back. It's right up, then down, left and down. It's a slow jog with the knee pointing towards the bottom of the pool. The heel of your foot lifts in the back and feel a gentle stretch through the front part of your hip and the front part of your thigh. Good job. Your heart rate should be returning to normal. 4. Here's 3. 2 more. Wonderful. Jog it, knee coming up in the front. Knee up, then down, and knee up and down. So it's right leg and down and left and down. This is a very slow jog. And when you land on the bottom of the pool, land on your toes. Allow the heel of your foot to press to the floor. Then bend your knee so you feel a stretch through your calves. And in just a moment, we're gonna stretch your upper body. Good job. How about 8 more? And 7. Only 4 more. Here's 4. Here's 3. 2 more. Let's take it to a slow march. Standing nice and tall with your shoulders pulled back, just lift your knee to the front, then down, and then other leg. Good. Lift up, then down. Your heart rate should be close to normal by now. Same thing, knee to the side. Lift knee to the side, then down, and switch, and down. A very slow march here. Here's 4, and down, and 3. Just 2 more. March it with the foot coming up in the back. Heel to the seat in the back, then lower that leg. Right leg, and down, and left. 4 more, then we're gonna stretch your upper body. 2 more. Standing hip width apart, both feet on the bottom of the pool. Take your hands, reach center and reach out in front of you, separating your shoulder blades. Keep reaching front, reach front and off to the right-hand side. Reaching off to the right, slowly take your hands up and reach for the sky. Keep reaching on the right side, then slowly take your hands down. Then across the body, both hands reach to the left. Keep reaching left, then slowly take your hands up, 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 to the sky. Then back on down. Hands come center. Bring your arms to the side with the palms facing front and press your hands backward behind your shoulder. Opening through the chest, feeling a stretch through the front part of your chest and your shoulders. Keep pressing backwards. Slowly take your hands down behind your back, then lift your hands back on up so they're about shoulder level. Then take them slightly higher. Drop your left hand and right arm straight up to the sky. Take your right hand and touch your shoulder in the back. Your elbow of your right arm is pointing up to the sky, and you're feeling a tricep stretch. Now straighten your right arm and take it back down. Left arm reaches up to the sky. Then bend your elbow and have your fingertips touch the back part of your shoulder. Once again, stretching your triceps. Good job. Both arms down at the side of your body. Roll your shoulders back and down. Lift a little forward, a little up, and then all the way back and down. One more time. Front, up, back, and down. great job. Give me a big inhale through your nose. Ah, and exhale through your mouth. Do that one more time. Inhale through your nose. And exhale through your mouth. You did a great job. Hope to see you back again real soon.